This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That might have been too long of a
break.
That was
a funny story. I think you should tell that story on the air. It was so good.
You do realize that, wait, are we on?
Yeah.
If you don't tell it this morning, I'm going to tell it on K-Fire this afternoon. And, you know, a big portion of the audience is going to be well aware of it, so you might as well tell it now.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. That's aactionmovers.com. Two A's in action, aactionmovers.com. Of course, anywhere you're moving, anywhere across the country, across town, whatever you got going on, moving residential, moving your office, employee relocation services for businesses, storage services as well, and tons of moving tips servicing North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona as well, Phoenix, Denver, Las Vegas, across the country at aactionmovers.com. What's on your mind? And Scott is off today, and Leon Francis is here. I don't know if you want to tell that, though. It's up to you.
800-228-0550. Moving on. No. Well, you know, it's not that unheard of, you know, in the age of COVID, you know, because people aren't going out, so we don't have to shower as much. So, yes, I have used a fabric softener sheet to, you know, just spruce myself up before going out before. I mean, don't act like guys haven't been doing that since the beginning of,
I occasionally pulled one out of my sleeve because I didn't realize it was in there when I got dressed. And like, what the heck? Oh, gee, it was a dryer sheet. But I don't think I've ever, by design, brought one to work so I could bathe.
Not a bathe, a sprucing up of sorts. Anyway,
in lieu of a bathe,
in lieu of a bath or a shower. Anyway, everything is crazy.
We now know
anyway.
More about Leon than we ever thought we would.
Oh, get some of that Buffalo Trace in me, and you'll find out a little bit more. But we're gonna. I'm gonna.
Next time you're on, let's do that.
I'm gonna digress.
Truth serum, we love it.
800-228-0550. I'm not sure Kevin wants to even, you know, follow this up, man.
You're good.
I'm talking about Kevin Cramer.
Oh, Kevin Cramer. I mean, well, that's another Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, Senator Kevin Cramer, you know, a guy with at least some morals and standards, and he hops into this conversation, you know.
What am I doing on the show then? I don't belong here.
Right now, I'm thinking this show is about to go downhill fast because I don't know if it gets more entertaining than this. We're not here to entertain.
Welcome to the show. Again, I give you kudos for coming in here and taking the questions. And, you know, we don't have a lot of folks that purport to represent us that do that, actually come back and talk to us. Hey, you know, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you seeing? That sort of thing.
You know, there's one thing he needs to say to start it off officially.
Okay,
here.
Everybody get yourself some popcorn and pop. I'm about to entertain you.
I love that.
I start my show with that every day. I can't help it. Sorry, Senator, but I've got it.
That was a moment. That was a moment.
So how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. Thank you very much. I'm in North Dakota, so that's always better. Although usually on Fridays I am. I won't be next Friday, but most Fridays I'm in North Dakota. But this was what they call a state work week. So I've been in Bismarck most of the week and taking meetings and doing media and, you know, catching up on things here in the state. It's all been good, and getting ready to go back to Washington on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to make Washington a state, do you think?
Great question. Actually, it's a really important question. So, as you know, the left would like to do that, and the House of Representatives is, I think they've already passed the bill, in fact, to make the District of Columbia a state. And it could pass in the Senate if they could get 50 Democratic senators, which just happens to be the number of senators who are Democrats. If they get all 50 of them to, first of all, agree to change the rules, which would be to eliminate the filibuster and allow simple passage with a simple majority of 50 senators and, of course, Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote. So if they could change the rules to eliminate that filibuster, they could then do it with a 50-vote margin. The good news so far is that Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Democrat, of course, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat from Arizona, have both stated emphatically that they oppose changing the rules, that the 60-vote margin is what makes the Senate, and not just a smaller version of the House. It's what creates the more deliberative body. And so to this point, they've opposed changing those rules. Everything's a transaction in Washington, Leon, so who knows? But
right.
Joe's been quite emphatic. He actually wrote an op-ed, and I think, and good for him, because I think one of the things we do when you're feeling a lot of pressure from a constituency group, and in this case, the Democratic leadership, or maybe some other stakeholder group, and they think that your strong position means it's 50-50, or you're still considering it, is you put something in writing and you publish it, and that helps everybody sort of back off and locks you in. So I'm still hopeful that that won't happen, but just so in case there's anybody listening to this show, and I doubt there is, who doesn't understand the ramifications of statehood for the District of Columbia, it would mean that there'd be two Democratic senators forever. I mean, I think Donald Trump got something like 4% of the vote in Washington. Washington is built for the government, and the government's built for Washington, and that's why our founders were wise enough to create a non-state situation and put the capital not in one of the states. And so, having two more Democrats for perpetuity would be a pretty big challenge for Republicans going forward.
Yeah, and I agree. Our founders were brilliant in that. They wanted neutral ground because you guys are supposed to go there, do the people's work, and then go home. It's not supposed to be a state, you know. But with the Democrats, you know, up is down, right is wrong, water is dry. And
Kevin does, and I'm kind of ignorant on this topic. I mean, does that mean residents of D.C. can't vote or don't vote in federal elections? Or, I mean, what's holding them back, or where are they at?
Yeah, great, great question. So, good. That's an interesting point, Kevin, because the District of Columbia is unique in this sense. So it's not a state, but they do not have members of Congress. They do have a representative in the House. She's called a delegate, and it's just one. And she, you know, does a lot of things in the House. Obviously, caucuses, is a Democrat. Actually, I believe can even introduce legislation, but can't vote on it. Participates in hearings, all of those things, but does not have a vote. Now, they don't have a senator. They don't have a regular House member, but they do vote in presidential elections. They do have three electoral votes, by the way. So they do have a vote in the presidential elections. They run their own city. As you know, they have a mayor, Mayor Bowser, one of the worst mayors in America. But nonetheless, she's duly elected by the people of Washington, D.C. They have a city government. They have zoning laws and all of that stuff. But remembering, of course, that the vast majority of the property, the real estate, if you will, are government buildings, and the vast majority of people there are government employees, or they support government employees. And then there's a pretty large retail sector, and obviously hospitality sector, because a lot of people visit Washington, D.C. for business and pleasure and vacation there. But so it's obviously a unique model. Now, Congress has a fair bit to say about how Washington, D.C., how they're funded and things like that. They don't have a vote on taxation. So we provide a lot of the oversight that way. But I think it works. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's a very liberal town, obviously. But nonetheless, it's neutral ground, as you say, and it's important that it's neutral ground. Unless, if they really want to do something profound for the country and for the government, they'd move the United States Capitol to, say, Lincoln, Nebraska or something, or somewhere in the middle of the country that was more central. But at that time, Washington was pretty central.
Yeah.
And now, of course, we have a much larger country, and people forget in Washington and New York and California that there is a middle of the country, and to the degree there is one, they don't like us very much. And so
sad but true.
To satisfy that, is the conversation at this side going, well, maybe we make D.C. part of Maryland or Virginia or whatever, kind of, you know, incorporate it into one of the states around it?
Yeah. Yep, there is talk of that, and remembering that both Maryland and Virginia donated land to create the District of Columbia. Yeah. So that is one of the discussions, is that, okay, if you want it so badly to be a state, you want D.C. to be a state, let's make it a city in Maryland. And that would give them a couple of members of the House of Representatives. Probably Maryland would gain a couple of House seats, because Washington, I forget the population of Washington, but it's over a million. And but they wouldn't get two new senators. They would have the two senators that they already have from Maryland, and they just both happen to be Democrats. But they wouldn't be two new ones. Besides, 50 stars makes sense, doesn't it, guys? Doesn't 50?
Nice even number.
Yeah,
nice round even number.
It works so far.
I'm going to go out to Matt, because he's been holding for like 20 minutes.
Sure.
After the break, anyway. We're on Town Hall, Senator Kevin Cramer, talking a little common sense to the masses. So, and Matt, right out of the break, we're going to go right out to you. So this is What's On Your Mind with Senator Kevin Cramer and Leon Francis. We'll be right back.
Jeff and Buxton, you're on deck. So stand by. Number to call, 800-228-0550. This is What's On Your Mind.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, 16. But CDL drivers at 22. So they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. Reddrilling.com, two D's in that, reddrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. This is where we make you hungry. It's Friday. Up in Yulin, Minnesota, meatballs and oofta tacos, my man. You're making some oofta tacos. We're on our way. Glenda's got stuffed peppers today in Minnesota on the North Dakota side, 205 NP Avenue in Fargo, Chef's Choice. 12th Avenue North's got that fantastic taco salad they make. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders on the special, two Sloppy Joes and chips in Harwood, and off exit 292 off I-94 in Valley City. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. The fabulous chicken fettuccine they have.
You know, any loose
Scratch
meat
kitchen.
Any loose meat sandwich that I eat is sloppy. So,
there you go.
You know, very good.
Helping America fuel better. It's PetroServe USA.
Leon Francis. That sounds like a sandwich, sloppy Leon.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
I need a bib most of the time. Yep. Anyway, I'm on with Senator Kevin Cramer. He's Radio Town Hall. He's taking phone calls and answering your questions, which I think is great. I think it's awesome. I think the last time you were on, we didn't have time to get to a certain question, and I think you wanted to address it now.
Yeah, I did. Actually, what happened is, I think it was after the show, somebody either texted or called in a question. It was really important, and I wanted to get to it today because it's timely. The question's basically, and I'm going to paraphrase, Leon, but the question was, the person had been hearing that the number of banks were turning down farmers and farm loans for farmers that have fewer than 1,500 acres because basically it wasn't worth it to them. And that, you know, you hear things like that, you hear rumors like that. They usually have a legitimate genesis someplace. I don't know where this one came from necessarily. But my team and I met with a number of bankers here just this week here in Bismarck, have been running the traps on this and have found nobody, basically, that any banker or any lender that has that opinion or has said that. What I would say, though, I think in my meeting with the independent community bankers the other day, they made it, not only did they make the point that that's not true, but several of them told me about the portfolios that they have of bankers that are 1,500 acres or less. And in fact, in a couple of cases, said this is our sweet spot. This is what we like to do. This is exactly the type of business we like to support. So it could be that maybe some real large banks may have, if not an official policy, maybe they have a general policy. I don't know. Sometimes Farm Credit Services sort of leans big, but even at that, we've not found anybody that's been their policy or that's been their position, and quite honestly and appropriately, just quite the opposite we've heard. So okay. Rest assured that the size of your farm is not a problem.
There you go. Matt out in Walcott, what's your question for Senator Cramer?
Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for coming back home and talking to us, and thanks for fighting for us in D.C.
Thanks, Matt. I love Walcott.
Yep. So the thing that I wanted to say, I guess, is, you know, if we don't want our state to become like D.C., we've got some work to do here at home, right? Like, we can't just be on cruise control. And so I wanted to add, actually, to some of what I heard the last hour. As someone who has been wildly successful and good for the people of North Dakota by kind of driving outside of the Republican Party a little bit to get there, I was kind of curious to hear your feedback on kind of what you've been hearing this morning. You know, so my perspective is that, you know, the conservatives in this country are angry because they're not getting the government they voted for. Like, you see it at the national level, but you also see it even more clearly in our own state. Our state has had a so-called Republican supermajority for over a decade, and in our state, good legislation is being voted down, and bad legislation is being introduced and getting signed. And so what conclusion should people actually draw from this? Twice in a row, the people of our state voted to drain the swamp overwhelmingly. And when you see the rule breaking and the dishonesty by some of our current officials right here in our own state, it's clear that here in North Dakota, we have some swamp creatures of our own to take care of. That's what's causing this groundswell of patriots to show up and get involved. And every listener here, I think, agrees with me. We want a better run state, a better future for our kids, and we want leaders who are actually accountable servants of the people of North Dakota.
So, Matt, first of all, admonition. That was really well done and well said. So with regard to the state, one of the things I like to remind people, I was a Republican Party chairman, the state party chairman, and I was already going outside of the bounds a little bit of the party even back then. But it was, interestingly, when I ran for, or when I became chairman, for example, I appointed co-chairs of the resolutions committee, and one was pro-life and one was pro-choice. And I'm very pro-life. But what I knew at that time, and of course, we had nothing. I mean, we had one chamber of the legislature as Republicans, and we had three state offices and two public service commissioners, not at otherwise, we hadn't had the governorship. You know, we only had four out of the previous 32 years. So we were way on the outside then. And I knew back then that the only way to build a majority is by addition. Now, here we have these supermajorities, as Matt points out. We've had the governorship every year since Ed Schaefer won and when I was chairman. And now I'm the first Republican in my lifetime to have this Senate seat, but it was the last seat held by a Democrat, the last statewide seat held by a Democrat. So we've come a long way as a party. I think some of what comes with that is that we no longer have another party to fight with, so we tend to fight with ourselves a little bit. And it's interesting, Matt, just being home this last week and meeting with different people that have different causes. In one case earlier this week, I met with a group of conservative women who are conservative. Concerned about mask mandates, and more importantly, they were concerned about the privacy surrounding the vaccine, and they were grateful that I took a position with the Fargo Forum and the national media that my vaccination status is none of your damn business, you know. And so, it's not that I'm not an open book. I tend to be an open book, but I think, you know, I think medical, for example, status is pretty private, right? So even though I'm not a very private person, and so on behalf of people who want that, that's my position. My point being that these people that I met with, they're not necessarily pro-Trump, but they're pro this one thing. My point being that the aggregation of various conservative factions creates a supermajority. But among those factions is a lot of diversity. And a little bit of that is the result, I think, of our success as a party, but not necessarily as a, quote, movement. So I go back to the Tea Party movement. Today's populism movement that's sort of Trump-oriented is not the same as the Tea Party. And the Tea Party is not the same as the Republican Party. And the pro-life movement versus pro-choice, all these other things. I think the fear, Matt, is articulate as your statement was, that the concern would be, let's not fractionize so much that we become a minority party again. However, your activism does matter. And that's why, and I didn't listen to the previous segment, I had a meeting, but this is why within the Republican Party today you see these challenges taking place for legislative seats, for legislative districts, and by the way, that's where the battle should be fought, is at that level, the precinct caucus level, and I could give a long history, and I won't bore you with it, about how many precincts we used to have in this state. But activism is not natural for conservatives. We don't want to be activism. We want to be left alone. But sometimes being on defense requires activism, right? And so I think it's a rich part of being the supermajority. That said, how do you then instill that discipline when you get to the statewide office holders and whatnot? I actually think our legislature's worked pretty well. There have been some vetoes. Some of them have been overridden. Some of them have been upheld.
Great point. Kevin, that music means we're right up against the break. 800-228-0550. We'll be right back with Senator Kevin Cramer on What's On Your Mind right after this break.
Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Springs Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona has taken a strange twist. President Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter to Arizona officials claiming concerns about the security of the ballots and potential voter intimidation. The U.S. Constitution grants the power to oversee elections exclusively to state legislatures. Democrats have sued the Arizona Senate four times in an effort to stop the audit, which has failed every time. The Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it will drop its investigation into former President Trump's suspected violation of election law with a 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. The Election Commission, with three Republicans and three Democrats, ended the proceedings in a closed-door meeting in February. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted four games: Microsoft Flight Simulator, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. It's a little different on the spelling. It's an extra A in action. AActionMovers.com. And I'll tell you right now, think about this. You got a move coming up? How about this? Lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men and a truck when you mention Scott, as in Hennett. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state as well. Professionally trained, background checked. AActionMovers.com. North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned and veteran owned as well. Call 701-566-5532. And mention Scott. Take advantage of that offer. $99 an hour, two guys in a truck. We're moving. Now we're moving. I don't have to lift or do any of that. I always said, you know, guys, you know who your friends are on moving day and dock day. That's who you know who your friends are. That's all I'm saying.
Or chop a,
that's right.
Yeah.
Or chop a tree down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
anyway.
Oh, I love it.
So, back on with Senator Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550. We have him for another, what, maybe 30 minutes. So if you want your question, get it in quick. We got a full board here. We're going to go out to Jeff in Buxton.
Actually, I think we got, do we have Ron Ness on the phone? I think we do. We've got Ron. And Ron, of course, North Dakota Petroleum Council, giving the final update. Next week is that Williston Basin Petroleum conference that's going on. Ron, are you there?
I am here, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We are in the final preparations here for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference next week. And, Senator, it appears that North Dakotans and people across the country are eager to get out and engage and get back to business. We're going to surpass 2,100 registrants today, and we've got a few more days to go. So I expect we're going to be in that 2,300 to 2,500 attendees. I know the hotels, restaurants, bars, City of Bismarck, Mandan are ready and eager to have these people come here, spend money, and we have just got an unbelievable lineup. And Senator, I thought we should maybe talk a little bit about Secretary Pompeo. I've actually got a call with him later on today to talk about his visit, and it just seems like he's the real deal from a North Dakota conservative standpoint. We're proud to have him here, and his message is going to be great. And I know I believe that you're introducing him in your video since you can't be here in person.
So, Ron, I already shot the video, and I want to do is confirm with you, is it true that congressional delegation videos are the correspond with the bathroom breaks? Because that's what I was heard. But anyway, in my video, I do introduce Mike Pompeo, who was a good friend of mine. Mike and I served together in the House. I sat right by him on the dais of the Energy and Commerce Committee that we served on together. And, of course, he's got a background in the industry. He's been an executive in an oil and gas company as well as some other industries. He served, I think, four terms as a congressman from District 4 in Kansas before the President Trump made him the head of the CIA. And then after that, after a year of doing that job spectacularly, he made him Secretary of State. And here's the thing I would tell you about Mike Pompeo. He's Midwestern, so he's super bright, you know, West Point grad, Harvard Law School graduate, I think the head of his class, in fact. But he's still a Midwesterner at heart and applies his common sense to that giant brain of his. And he understands the importance of soft power. He understands military. He was a captain in the Army. He gets all of the leverage that the United States has as an America first global leader. And Mike's, I can't, to be honest with you, Ron, I can't think of a better person to keynote your conference than Mike Pompeo.
Well, thanks for that and for helping with. And he's going to give some comments and he's going to have a chat with Kathleen Nessick afterwards. So you get to introduce him. He does a little talk and he does a little Q&A with Kathy. And I just can't think of anything, as you said, more intriguing, not only to our crowd, which is obviously full of conservatives and people who want to support the energy industry across North Dakota and this country. And I know that he's going to talk a lot about what he saw on the world stage in terms of how important our energy dominance became across this country. And Senator, you've been a great champion of that. And just for the listeners, I believe Scott and I are working on a live interview with Secretary Pompeo prior to him speaking next Thursday morning on this show. And then Beck TV will be replaying his speech in the evenings on many of our keynote speeches on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, including Kelsey Warren, Harold Hamm, and another session about the energy of the future on Tuesday.
Good deal.
Well, I'm going to see Mike at the end of next week, so we're going to be together at an event out in Virginia. I think it is late next week, so I'll get the lowdown from him as to how everything went. It'll be fun.
Ron, Ness,
where do you put
North
him
Dakota?
The, where do you put him in the hunt for the next nomination, Senator?
Oh, there's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. So let me just tell you, from a personal standpoint, I would put him very near the top. He's certainly among the most qualified, brightest, capable, and frankly strong Trump credentials, which is going to be really important, I think, for our primary voters. So I'd put him really near the top, Ron, in terms of the and it's going to be a big group, obviously, but I'd put him near the top of the contenders for president if that's what he chooses to do.
We should mention too, if you go to ndoil.org, you can find out more on the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference going on 11th, 12th, 13th next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in Bismarck, and all online info at ndoil.org. Ron, good to talk to you again, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Scott will be there live all 3 days, and Energy Matters as well. So we're going to have a lot of opportunity to update, and just an unbelievable lineup of speakers and a good show. So people should come out. It's for everybody, not just for the oil and gas folks.
All right. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, guys.
Sounds like a neat little party.
You bet.
I might have to, gas up the truck and get out there, right?
There you go.
Do we have enough time to get Jeff
in? Calls in? You bet.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, out in Buxton, what's on your mind?
Hi. Fred from Wing called in the other day and mentioned the dandelions on the White House lawn. The reason there's no dandelions in North Korea is because they're edible. With the direction the country's going, maybe everyone should consider having dandelions growing on their lawns.
I'll never go hungry in the summertime.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, with all of the stuff in the media going on with racism and the crisis at the border and stuff, I guess it seems like smoke and mirrors to me. I was just curious if Kevin Cramer has any ideas on what's going on behind the scenes that maybe people don't know about. Anytime there's so much much stuff being blasted at people like that in the news and stuff. I always worry about the stuff that's not being covered, like maybe stuff going on in the Middle East or something like that.
Very good point. Hidden agendas, yes. Exactly.
So, you know, this is really an interesting point, and this is really a communication media issue. Thanks for the question, because I'm not a natural conspiracy theorist, guys, but I do worry about some things being so overblown as to become a distraction to other important things. But with regard to whether it's racism or the issues at the border or any number of other things, climate, over-dramatizing things, not only does it create a distraction to other important things, but it also diminishes the very issue you're talking about, because it becomes unserious. And anytime you overblow or over-dramatize, for example, calling America a systemic racist country is a blatant lie. It's an exaggeration. And all it does is drives wedges between people. It doesn't solve anything. So if there's a small problem with certain institutions, or we certainly can always be better, blowing it up into an over dramatic fashion, all it does is drives the wedge deeper and creates more conflict, not less, and that just makes the problem worse. And that's what concerns me.
Yeah, that's well put. I'm going to go to Paul. Paul on the road has a question for Kevin Cramer.
Hey, hello, Paul. Hey, question for you. About 20 years ago, late stock, we had dropped as low as it's getting now, close, not that low, but have you guys been watching that to see how the core runs it, being we're in a severe drought through Montana and North Dakota?
Yeah, so very closely, Paul, thanks for the question. We watch it very closely. We monitor every week. I have one staff person who's really quite an expert in this, who monitors the lake levels and the runoff levels out in the mountains. We stay in touch with the Corps leadership on a regular basis. I think oftentimes one of the challenges you see, it's not so much about Corps management, and don't get me wrong, it's not that I give them a break, because I don't oftentimes, but I also defend them when they deserve it. Usually, whether it's too much water, or being released, or not enough water being released, from a perspective depending on where you live in that whole system, it's usually a function of how much water there is in the system. And one of the challenges we have right now is there's just not a lot of water in the system. Now, that said, I don't think it's any big surprise to anybody that downstream states, particularly Missouri, and when you get to into the Mississippi, they tend to have a bit more legal standing or clout or whatever you might call it with the Corps. And so we always have to be flexing our muscles. We always have to be holding them to account. I think the biggest problem we have right now, Paul talked about drought. One of the biggest problems we have is that there's a drought. And that is to say there's not a lot of water in the system. And it wasn't like a real big winter in the mountains either. So there's not as much runoff. I think it's probably close to average, maybe a little below average for the winter. It's going to be a tougher year. I don't think there's any question this year there's not going to be as much water as we'd like in the system. But we also have to remember that the Missouri River is ours. It's state by state, the Missouri River is ours, and the Missouri River is not going to go dry. And to the degree that we want more water for irrigation or municipal systems or industrial use in the east, and we're working on a couple of pretty big projects, as you know, we're going to have to focus more on the actual river and less perhaps on the reservoir as we build out infrastructure that would help deliver some of those resources. But those are real big natural resource issues that we keep very close track of.
Thanks for the question, Paul. Ryan, out in Fargo, what's on your mind this morning? You got a question for Senator Cramer?
I do. You know, say we see all the hate crimes getting passed and everything, and when are they going to I'd like to see hate crimes introduced against cops anytime anybody's assaulting cops, for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some of the things, I don't know how much thought has gone into, you know, and they talk about all the electric vehicles and these substations that are going to be everywhere. I've heard, like, it's going to take, like, huge transformers. Just think when 100 cars pull in there, everybody needs electricity. What's the thought process behind this?
Hey, Ryan, let's get to that question on the other side of this break. That music means we're right up against it. So this is Senator Kevin Cramer, Radio Town Hall with Leon Francis as your host right here on AM 1100. We'll be right back right after this break.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds, $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs, 28-pack, $3.99. Liquid ice, 2 for $3. And have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC. When you buy a new or used vehicle from Schwann Buick GMC, their lifetime powertrain warranty sets them apart from other dealerships. Lifetime means lifetime, and free means free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Plus, of course, it's on not only all new Buicks, new GMCs, but late model used cars as well. So if you're an F-150 fanboy or a Ram fanboy, they can hook you up. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we're also brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the crew at MyPillow. So I have a MyPillow Premium. I did order the sheets. I paid for those because I thought I want to love them. We got, thank you, Mike, by the way, we got some slippers. Yep. You know the Uggs, the people who make Uggs make the slippers for MyPillow now?
Oh.
My slippers? They are fantastic.
Mine are too tight.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Mine are perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I ordered the right size. You got to get the right size.
Do it right now.
But I got to tell you, I finally pulled the trigger on this six-piece on the MyPillow towel sets, and he's right. They're different.
Yeah.
They're not like waxy, and they're different. They're plush. I mean, they're awesome.
Moisture wicking.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And whether you're looking for pet bed or any of the standard products, tons of stuff. Of course, Mike's book on the website as well. There's my sleepwear. There's throw blankets. There's, of course, mattress toppers as well. Go to MyPillow.com or give them a call. The number is 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code Scott. Radio listener specials right on the homepage there. Up to 30% off. At MyPillow.com.
Mike is a patriot, man. We got to support him every way we can. Yeah. That guy. Anyway, we're going to go out to Ryan. Well, we're on right now.
I want to answer that last question.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Before the break, yeah, right. He asked about making it a hate crime to go after cops. We actually have a bill that Tom Tillis from North Carolina introduced that I'm a co-sponsor of. That it's called the Protect and Serve Act. It's legislation that creates federal penalties if you go after a local, state, or federal law enforcement officer with violence. So it really, well, first of all, it sends a strong message to our officers, which I think is really important these days. But it makes it a federal crime if you knowingly cause or even attempt to cause serious injury to an officer, including, like I said, local, state, as well as federal, and it makes offenders subject to imprisonment for up to 10 years. So why do we create an extra category just for that? Well, because it's become such a huge crime. It's become prevalent, and our police officers are feeling pretty unprotected themselves these days at a local level in some cases and state level in some cases, certainly at the federal level. So we felt we needed to do that. With regard to on the energy side, the caller makes a whole bunch of relevant points about this Green New Deal movement of the left, where they have no consideration of the lack of lots of things to do to accomplish things they want to accomplish, not the least of which is appropriate resiliency in our grid system, the appropriate materials and manufacturing capacity to build out the type of infrastructure that would be necessary, just the lack of economic common sense altogether, the fact that it doesn't even really solve the climate issues that they want to accomplish for the most part, just transfers them to other countries that produce energy at a much, much less safe, less efficient, and less environmentally friendly way. So anyway, great call and lots of good points.
Well, what do you expect from legislation crafted by AOC? One. Two, I think that we absolutely need protection for our law enforcement. You know who the community that is hurt most when law enforcement don't feel protected, when they pull out? It's the African-American community. It's the minority communities that need our law enforcement in those communities to keep us safe. So the narrative that's been being trotted out there is 100% false. You want to see African-American communities quickly descend into chaos, deadly chaos? Pull all the cops out. And when police officers don't feel safe, that's what you're going to get. It's why you see the uptick in violent crime. But I'm going to digress. Ryan has a question for Senator Kramer.
Am I still on?
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
You are.
One of the other things is that you need to start making who's ever, financing these protests, Black Lives Matter and this, pay for damages and any injuries to people, all that kind of stuff. You need to pass those kind of laws. Soros and these people, they come funded, that they've got to pay for damages to buildings, to people. All that stuff, blocking roads, everything that they come to do, you need to, you got to make the penalties severe. I mean, where they're going to have repercussions.
Did DeSantis do that in Florida, Kevin?
I think so.
Yeah, and So you could do it state by state. I think he makes a good point. There are some federal laws, you know, actually would pass some of that liability along. One of the challenges is, of course, proving it. And that's proven to be a little bit difficult in some situations because these are pretty clever organizations that launder, if you will, through a long process of funding.
Right.
But absolutely, somebody needs to get hit really, really hard for their role in the supply chain that ultimately leads to these kinds of damages and loss of life as well as property. Especially, I mean, really on the property side, you could rack up some pretty big bills. Not that George Soros couldn't afford to pay them, but he might want to think about doing something better with his money.
Right. Dave and Rolla, you got 30 seconds. We got to wrap it up quick. Penalties for law enforcement. Go ahead.
Yes, you have enhanced penalties for people who attack officers. Why not enhance penalties for officers and elected officials who break the law? And
good question.
Okay, good question. Maybe we get to it later. Kevin, always great to have you on. Guys, have a great weekend. And if you're in North Fargo, remember, District 44...
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.